Hi, this is Eva. Today, we would like to share the summary of a portrait of the artist as a young man. Let's get started. A portrait of the artist as a young man tells the story of Stephen Dedalus, a boy growing up in Ireland at the end of the 19th century. As he gradually decides to cast off all his social, familial, and religious constraints to live a life devoted to the art of writing. As a young boy, Stephen's Catholic faith and Irish nationality heavily influence him. He attends a strict religious boarding school called Clongowes Wood College. At first, Stephen is lonely and homesick at the school. But as time passes, he finds his place among the other boys. He enjoys his visits home, even though family tension run high after the death of the Irish political leader. This sensitive subject becomes the topic of a furious, politically charged argument over the family's Christmas dinner. Stephen's father, Simon, is inept with money, and the family sinks deeper and deeper into debt. After a summer spent in the company of his uncle Charles, Stephen learns that the family cannot afford to send him back to Clongowes, and that they will instead move to Dublin. Stephen starts attending a prestigious day school called Belvedere, where he grows to excel as a writer and as an actor in the student theater. His first sexual experience with a young Dublin prostitute unleashes a storm of guilt and shame in Stephen as he tries to reconcile his physical desires with the stern Catholic morality of his surroundings. For a while, he ignores his religious upbringing, throwing himself with debauched abandon into a variety of sins. Masturbation, gluttony, and more visits to prostitutes, among others. Then, on a three-day religious retreat, Stephen hears a trial of fiery sermons about sin, judgment, and hell. Deeply shaken, the young man resolves to rededicate himself to a life of Christian piety. This is the summary of a portrait of the artist as a young man. Let's read the whole story and explore the plot and think what the story wants to tell us.